pink wheel, and that's Garage.
There, the button is hit.
Okay, so now, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, I am the Fey Driver. We are here today with the Quack Doctor. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
Now, this is a very special episode. I'm going to move your seat. I always feel guilty about moving people's seats.
I don't care.
Because I hate it when people move my seat. That clutch is cute. Look at that little clutch. Now I have some trepidation about this episode because I don't know what to name it. Because technically speaking, this should be a first drive episode because today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be driving, what year is this car?
A 2012 Honda Fit DX.
Excellent. So this is the first drive of the 2012 Honda Fit DX, which has been provided to us by the Quack Doctor. But I also have this naming convention because the episodes that include you are supposed to be the QD Chronicles.
I see.
So, anyway, we're going to have to figure that one out maybe later.
I can tell you the name of the car.
Oh, yeah. What's the car's name?
It's Apple.
Apple?
Apple.
Oh, why? Why?
A couple years ago, there were some YouTube episodes by a character called The Annoying Orange. And in one of the episodes, The Annoying Orange says, "Hey, Apple. Hey, Apple." In an annoying way, and he just keeps on going, hey, Apple. So when I bought the car because it was red, my son named it, "Hey, it looks like an apple." So we call it, "Hey, Apple."
All right. Okay, let's start this baby up. This looks like a very well-appointed car, actually. It's a 5-speed manual transmission. Yeah. I'm guessing it's a 1.5-liter 4-cylinder engine.
Yes.
117 horsepower.
Correct.
And 150 foot-pounds of torque or something like that, maybe?
Now you're beyond me.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
So this looks really good. The dash is beautiful. It's blue. Can you change the color of the dash?
No.
Okay. You have cruise control, lots of buttons on the steering wheel. A fairly complicated windshield wiper knob with mists and delay and rear wiper. Mm-hmm. This is a four-door sedan, well, four-door hatchback, I guess.
Yes.
And it's in really good shape. It's really new, right? How many miles you got on it? 71,000 kilometers.
Yes, sir.
That's good. Now, what's really interesting is I have tons of listeners who have this car. There are probably three or more people. Ranger John has one, a 2013, I think. Toppy Smelly has one. One of the many Dennises have one. Oh, there's like six Dennises who listen to this show.
Great.
So I'm really anxious. I'm really happy to be able to drive this car. All right, the seats are comfortable. You got power windows, power door locks.
Yes.
Air conditioning.
Yes.
A fairly complicated looking stereo.
I mean, it is what it is.
Okay, let's go. The clutch is just adorable.
I knew that after your Porsche you might find that amusing.
It's light as a feather, this car. Wow.
Drive it how you want, where you want. It's all good.
Oh, yeah. I see it actually does have some weight to it. Feels good, eh? Good suspension. Very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It rides really nicely. I'll have to get used to the pedals.
Yes, sir.
Now, I've heard you drive this car. You really ring it out. Like, you wind...
I do?
Wind it out. I think so.
Oh, I wouldn't say so.
No, you don't?
Oh. Grandpa.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Sure. I mean, the odd time I'll ring it out, but not really.
Oh, it's got that annoying, I'm going to keep the gas on for you.
Yes.
Doesn't that drive you crazy?
It does, and to tell you the truth, I still haven't figured it out. I still drive like a normal standard, and so I'm always fighting with what it wants to do with the throttle and the shifts.
Right.
Yes.
Now, can you take me somewhere remotely close to your Friday afternoon lazy ride? Remember that route you sent me?
Sure. Sure. Let's we'll turn a right up Armstrong Hill.
Okay.
Yeah. Like sort of like the route we did the last time in your car?
Sure. It's really tight, hey? The steering is lovely.
Yeah, it's great.
Really it's responsive.
It's a lot of fun.
I'm impressed. I'm surprised that I'm so impressed. What a nice feeling car this is. I don't know. Oh, I see. Fifth way over there.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just come down fourth. I'm going past this intersection.
Yeah, past this first road, and then it'll be the next road on the right.
Oh, you have a gas meter, a fuel economy.
Yes, which is probably why I drive like Grandpa.
Yes.
Because I'm obsessive compulsive, and therefore when I see it go above 10, I cringe in despair.
You don't have very much gas either.
Well, I'm thinking perhaps we can stop. Oh, first of all, I have lots of gas.
Okay.
But number two, if we stop, then you can see how much I pour into it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's say that I'm driving this car harder than you normally would.
No. I mean, you're like just getting
power.
Used to it.
No, it's good power.
Not compared to Dorian Gray.
This is where I'm going, okay, now, I'm not getting any more power at this RPM. I want to change gears, right?
Right.
They kind of, the four cylinders just kind of crap out at the top end.
Yeah, you bet. It was funny because when I was first considering buying a car for myself, because we had been a single car family for a long, long time, but when my work situation became such that I needed a vehicle, I went into the Honda dealership in Chilliwack.
Mm-hmm.
And this exact car was sitting in their showroom floor.
Oh, yes.
And I sat in it and I thought, this feels like fun. But because I was going to spend the money, I thought, well, I wanted to look at the Honda SI, the Civic SI, for the sportiness and the seats and all the rest of it. And I went and sat in it, and then I just said, this just does not feel like as much fun.
Yeah.
So I took this for a test drive, and I thought, why not?
The Honda SI, is that a two-door?
Yeah, it's their two-door sport coupe thing.
It's pretty low, right?
Yes.
It's like really,
Has a six-speed transmission, a little bit more power.
Mm-hmm. Not really a family man car.
No, but I don't use this as a family man car.
Okay.
I use this to get to and from work. So, really, if money were no object, I could drive whatever car I want.
Right.
But
I'm having trouble with the gearing.
That's all right.
This is a lovely riding car. It just is very comfortable. I'm very impressed.
Oh, good.
And I think it's just nicely powered for what its purpose is. It's really, really quite good. And we're on a very rough road here, and it's just, it's handling it so nicely. Yeah, really good. Okay, now, let's talk business here.
Oh, okay.
So now,
what kind of business?
I want to talk about you and me.
All right.
I want to discuss the similarities that you and I have in our sort of our life situations.
Do tell.
Being that our mothers both battled with some lengthy medical and, disease situations in their life.
Yep.
They both have passed away now.
Yes.
You lost your mother last year.
Yes.
My mom's been gone for about 8 or 9 years now.
Right.
Our fathers Well, we both come from extremely religious families.
Yeah.
This road is just so people. We're doing like switchbacks and U-turns and.
It's like a European car commercial glossy print ad road.
It is.
Yes.
That's why we're going so slowly. I would just love to do a e-brake turn around that last hairpin we just did. It's a tight little road, too. It's not very wide.
Yeah.
Religious backgrounds.
Yes, sir.
Our fathers... Well, I'm concerned about my father's mental faculties.
As am I.
Right. So...
I'm just considering if he would ever hear this. Of course he won't, but... Yes, I call it a distinct cognitive deficit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it just strikes me as we're bizarrely similar, even though we sort of live...
left there.
Thank you. We live in different spheres.
Absolutely.
Basically. I want to talk about how we met, because I'm not sure we've been clear about how we met.
Oh, okay.
Did
sure.
we discuss this in the last QD Chronicles? You and I... Well, you taught me how to fly.
Sure.
And that was, 1990?
Yes.
I think we've discussed that.
Did I tell you I went flying?
I heard you were flying a little float plane. You told me about the float... home-built float plane. It was a Renegade or something?
No, it was a Mall.
Mall
M7. And so not home-built, factory-built.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was on amphibious floats.
Right.
Yes.
And is that the experience you're speaking of now?
Yeah, that's right.
And it was a beautiful day.
It was a beautiful day. And it scared the shit out of me.
Really?
It did.
What, on the water?
Well, one of the things that happened was, first of all, it was like riding a bicycle. So that was the first time in, I think I counted, 17 years.
Really?
That I had been behind the controls.
Pilot in command?
And no, I wasn't pilot in command. In fact, I didn't touch the controls.
Oh.
But I was right there and sitting right behind them. And what I found is that it was like riding a bicycle because I felt everything. I felt like... I wanted to call out to the guy who was flying it, rudder, because he didn't quite have enough right rudder on, and so there were certain things about the way he was flying that was just it wasn't up to par.
Yeah,
I'm pondering as I'm saying this, would he ever listen to this podcast? And no, I don't think so. But I found myself when the airplane went uncoordinated, it just ground me the wrong way. Uh-huh. The other thing was, yes, we landed on a couple places. We landed on Stave Lake.
Uh-huh.
We landed at Chilliwack Airport, and then we landed on Harrison Lake.
Oh, yes.
And so as we're sort of flying over the place that we're about to land, I'm seeing snags and deadheads and whatever floating in the water.
Mm.
And I'm like... Wow, there's a lot that could sink us here. And so then the thought of we're just going to sort of splash down, and we can head back on Star if you want. Or we can head up to actually, let's go up to McTavish and then down by my place and we'll drop into the valley.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was kind of funny because that made me feel very uncomfortable.
Yes.
That we could at a moment's notice hit a floating log, of which I saw many.
Yeah.
But then there was one thing that really got me, and that was I have a recurring nightmare.
Oh.
In the recurring nightmare, I am flying, let's say, around in this valley, and it's sort of weather like today. And as the clouds part a little bit, I see that I'm flying underneath power lines.
Oh my God.
And so I need to get up through the scud and through the clouds to get above the power lines. And so just as I think I've sort of gotten the airplane up above certain power lines, then I look up and there's a whole mesh of other ones, and then I enter into the cloud and I know that at any moment I'm going to hit the power lines. So this is a recurring nightmare that I have to this day.
Really?
And so on the flight, we actually went under a couple sets of power lines.
Really?
To which I'm going, like shit, this is just what my subconscious needs to reinforce my recurring nightmare.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I was very, very glad that I make my living by not having to be up there.
Yes.
And I was, yeah, it was, there were good parts about it. It was a, you know, recognizable thing. I know I still have a feeling for the airplane, but would I want to be up there very much? No, no, the answer is no. Right at Graham. Oh, there's a bit of snow mixed in there, hey?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, there's new tires on this about 3,000 kilometers ago, so it's actually handling much better now than at the end of the 60,000 that I did the change at, right. or 65,000, because I don't think we would have stayed on the road with the old set.
I know that. I will say, yeah, it handles very nicely, but there's only up to a point would I feel comfortable driving this
car. Sure, absolutely.
Direction?
Let's go left. Isn't it quite something? Like, it doesn't have the stick on the road that your Porsche does, for sure. I mean, we haven't been near that edge, but my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. But still, it's an excellent car. It's really a great car.
Yeah, it's great.
I find it, of course, having driven, just gotten out of my Porsche, I find it to be top heavy. Like, I feel a lot.
Oh, yeah, we're up high on a pogo stick. Yeah.
Exactly.
For sure.
Which is, that's the physics of the car. But
well, and also look how we're sitting in it compared to your Porsche. I mean, your Porsche, you're almost like laying down in a in a flat bed. Yeah.
But beside those physics attributes that it has, it really is a lovely car. But I wouldn't want to be driving it any faster than I'm currently driving it on these roads.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Especially those windy ones.
Yeah.
The hilly ones. Yeah.
But as far as comfort and it just feels really nice. Feels very solid and it's quiet and comfortable
and fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a lovely car. I commend you.
Oh, thank you. Not that it was anything of my doing.
Well, it's a good. You made a good choice.
It was an impulsive buy. Mm-hmm. Well, sort of. I didn't buy it the same day as I looked at it.
Yeah.
I looked at it the one day, I came back and test drove another day, and then went in to make the deal on a third day.
Right. Good for you.
Let's go right.
I am having trouble
with the clutch. The
clutching and the braking.
Yes.
Like when I want to slow down and decide which gear and when to put it in gear and sorry, I'm just doing a bit of testing here.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
So I'm like, is there a cop? Are we getting pulled over?
So we're gonna do a torque steer test.
Alright, go
ahead. Which is to see how much the steering wheel turns when you accelerate.
Okay. A little bit.
Just a little. Well, that looks like a cop there.
Yeah, he's... I think he's just some dude who doesn't want to be hit by cars like this.
So, yes, you passed the torque steer test.
Okay.
Very good.
Or Apple did, anyways.
Right.
Yeah. Why don't we go left at the next road and we'll go up to the Bradner store.
Okay.
And that's where we'll get some gas and then head back.
Do you short shift in this car? Normally, when people downshift, they'll go from fifth to fourth to third. And short shifting is when you would go
fourth from to fifth. Second.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
No, it's not. No, I do that all the time in my car.
Yeah. No, a lot of the times there's just no need for third on that, on the downshift. It it bypasses quite quickly.
I'm surprised. When I first drove this car, I thought this feels very light. Now that I've been driving it, it feels like a very well sprung, like it feels like a heavier kind of, it gives you the feeling that you'd feel in a heavier car, like a big station wagon or a, you know, like a four-door sedan.
Right.
The feel of that.
Sure. But that's what I've noticed too, coming from when I've driven your Porsche, is you get in and like the, it feels like a kite. It's so light. And the clutch is so light.
Right.
But, yeah, then all of a sudden you get used to it. But, yeah.
There's that idle. High idle.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not the best feature. I wish they would have just...
I don't know why they do that. They do that all the time. I wonder if it's some sort of fuel, some sort of weird fuel-saving thing or what.
Or do they think that they're going to save your clutch for you, right? Yeah. By trying to mesh RPM for where the clutch is spinning. I don't know.
Yeah.
So there's only one pump. Go to the right side because it's back left. And you can just go straight in. Yeah, just the far side of the yellow bar. Yeah, like go straight in.
Oh, so we want to fill this side.
Yeah, your okay. side. No, go straight.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
there you
oh.
go.
Did I blow it? Oh, yeah. I see. Yeah. Like this.
Like this. Yeah.
Oh, and you're gonna try to. Oh, I need me to move over. I'm learning, folks.
That's okay. Like, my instructions were probably not clear.
No. I'm just a fool.
I'm quite used to lack of communication in my world. Probably my fault.
But excellent. I don't understand why you wouldn't just pull up right sideways.
All right. Well, let's because there's two parking stalls here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. More later. All right. So we've just added 37 liters of fuel for about $40. 37 liters is like 10 gallons, a little less than 10 gallons, 9 gallons.
I don't know.
Have you ever had any battery issues?
Never. Nope.
Because people who've owned this vehicle. Baron Frosty used to have a Honda Fit as well.
I'm just going to reset. There we go. So that was 507K.
Really? On that tank?
Yeah.
And we were just above the E, like 1/8 of a tank left.
Yeah, it'll go actually, even after the lights come on, it'll go another 50 plus K. Mm-hmm. So we had lots, but...
Yeah. Which way am I going?
We'll head back to the north.
Okay. Reverse somewhere here.
And you're clear on the right. Old piloting habits dying hard. Do you miss flying?
Well, I went back to flying about 10 years after I quit, and I too felt that the risks were too great, and primarily I felt the risks were in my lack of recurrency, you know?
Right.
Lack of currency, I should say. But I too feel like that there's just the risk isn't worth the reward for me, which is really bizarre because I'm a big risk taker. But I felt like flying was too much of a risk just because of my lack of experience. I think if I could have had my own plane or flown more.
Yes.
I might be, but then, I mean, I am not the only risk. There's all these other pilots out there who are as bad pilots as I am or worse.
Well, that's one thing that I found too, is as I'm listening to the radio chatter and I'm listening to all these student pilots up, like not only in this practice area, yes. but there's now frequencies to monitor as you're, like, you know, along the river and north of Chilliwack and stuff. And so people calling in that are in our area, and we don't have them in sight. Like, right. Like, oh, man. Yeah. So, no, it was...
Yeah, I only miss it because it, the act of operating them, that machine, is so engaging and fun and...
Takeoffs and landings.
Right.
And maneuvers in the air and stuff. Great, great fun. Nothing like it. But it's all the other stuff that comes with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knowing your frequencies, knowing your chatter, radio speak and all that.
Well, and it's not that I have a problem with that, but it's like I just know too much.
Yeah.
I know too much. It's the paradox of Pandora's box. It can never be closed. Oh, well. What does your
good old days.
What does your Christmas have for you, Faye?
Oh, hey, it's New Year's today.
Oh, hey. Wow, that Christmas was great.
I know it feels like December 23rd.
And yeah, it feels like the 23rd of December has that promise, and it's the thick of the Christmas atmosphere.
Right.
And yet here we are on New Year's.
Yes. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
I had a great Christmas. It was very low key. Well, actually, I worked a lot of it. And then went out for Christmas dinner with some friends. And then went home to sleep to recover from 4 nights of doing night shift in a row.
Woohoo! Boy, they're grinding you hard during the Christmas time, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
A lot of work happening.
And I bet that it's not going to be without...
No, I don't know. It's tough. Usually we get the Christmas tree fires and the turkey fires.
Right.
Oven fires, kitchen fires.
You bet.
But since I didn't... My last day off was Christmas Day, so there wasn't a lot of opportunity for people to be burning down their houses. Except right. for that Christmas, Christmas Eve, the 24th.
Ah. Yes.
But that's what I was expecting.
All right. So let's get then to the review of the 2012 Honda Fit DX.
Yes.
Pros?
Very comfortable. Lovely, lovely to drive. Very easy to drive. Excellent power for the size of the car. It feels very solid. I feel very secure and safe in this car.
Cons?
I'm concerned about the weight of it and its ability to hold on to the road if we were going any faster. If we were going on a road trip at 90 kilometers an hour, 55, 60 miles an hour.
Sure.
Through corners and things, I would be concerned about it because we didn't really experience that on these country roads we're on.
Right.
So I'm concerned about the... It's a slightly large amount of weight. And I know I'm biased, but this paper feather-like clutch is just weird to me. And the interaction of the engine to the, you know, the transmission and gearing down is a little weird.
Great.
But by and large, I love this little engine. This 1.5 liter engine is just magnificent. It's a very nicely sized car. It feels bigger than I think it actually is.
Yes.
In the way that it acts. I think it's an excellent car.
So star rating out of 10 stars.
Oh, 10 stars.
Got to get a bit more accurate than just the 5-star okay. system.
I give it a 7.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Good. On my next car, you can test drive that too. Not that I have any inklings of a new one soon.
Right.
Perfect. Well, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all.
And to you. Thank you, everyone. Which way am I going? This is the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. Thank you to the Quack Doctor for being our guest. If you want to interpret his dreams, send your email to podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com.
Why don't you head up 264th? Good road.